Welcome to the SEI podcast series, a production of the Carnegie Mellon Software Engineering Institute. The SEI is a federally funded research and development center at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. To learn more about the SEI, please visit our website at www.sei.cmu.edu. A transcript of today's podcast will be posted on the SEI website. My name is Heidi Breyer, and today I am pleased to introduce you to Grace Lewis, currently a senior member of the technical staff in the Research Technology and System Solutions Initiative at the SEI. Grace's recent work includes Architecture and Design of Service-Oriented Systems, Guidelines for Engineering Systems of Systems, Testing and Compliance in SOA Environments, Service-Oriented Architecture Governance, and Cloud Computing. In today's podcast, Grace will be discussing software that her team is working on for soldiers who carry handheld devices to support their mission needs while they are in the field. Welcome, Grace.
Thanks, Heidi. Let's start off by having you tell us about some of the challenges that soldiers face in using handheld mobile computing devices to support their mission needs in the battlefield.
There are mainly three challenges. The first challenge is that no matter how powerful mobile devices are these days, they offer less computational power than a conventional desktop or a server computer. The second challenge is that there are computation-intensive tasks, like, for example, image recognition, doing maps, using GPS, that really take a heavy toll on battery power. So battery consumption is a big problem in mobile devices. The third challenge is that soldiers in the field and tactical environments have to deal with unreliable networks and bandwidth.
So tell me a little bit about the exploratory research that your team is working on to help address some of these challenges, specifically your use of cloudlets.
So the easiest way to think about cloudlets, which is the main component of what we're doing, is as a very small private cloud. In essence, what cloudlets are localized, lightweight servers, very lightweight, that are running one or more virtual machines. And the idea is that soldiers can offload expensive computations from their handheld mobile devices onto these virtual machines. And what happens is that the computational intensive tasks that would normally execute on the mobile device are now executed on the cloudlet and helping to conserve battery power. So one of the advantages of cloudlets is that if you look at other work in the field of offloading computation to conserve battery power in mobile devices, which is a technique commonly known as cyber foraging, what you see is that this work relies on either conventional internet environments or environments that really create a very tight coupling between the applications that are running on the handheld devices and the servers onto which computations are offloaded. Because we are using VM technology or virtual machine technology, the cloudlets really decouple the mobile applications from the servers. Because of the use of VM technology, we really provide greater flexibility in the type and platform of applications. And this also reduces setup and administration time, which is really critical for systems at the tactical edge. When I mentioned that cloudlets were localized servers, what I meant was that cloudlets are located within proximity of the handheld devices that use them. So that what that means is that latency is decreased because we're using a single hop network and potentially lowering battery consumption by using Wi-Fi instead of broadband wireless that consumes much more energy. So you can think about, for example, a cloudlet running in a tactical operations center, which is called a TOC, or inside a Humvee, and the soldiers with their mobile devices interacting with the cloudlet on either the TOC or the Humvee. Now, from a security perspective, which is a big concern in these environments, what the cloudlets do is, because they use Wi-Fi networks, you can take advantage of all the infrastructure, security infrastructure that already exists. So you can take advantage of existing security policies, or you can establish rules such as that the cloudlet can only be accessed from certain particular handheld devices, or you can use whatever encryption techniques are used within your organization.
Now, as I understand it, this also relates to your work on conserving battery power in mobile devices, specifically your use of dynamic VM synthesis. Can you please tell us more about this?
Sure. Each mobile app has two components. It has a client portion, and it has something called an application overlay that is almost like the server part of the application. And what is inside this overlay is the computation-intensive code. So what happens when a soldier executes the application on the mobile device, the overlay is sent at runtime to the cloudlet, and it's applied to one of the virtual machines that are running in the cloudlet. This is what is called dynamic VM synthesis, the integration of the overlay with the virtual machine that is running. Now, the application overlay is pre-generated by calculating the difference between a base VM, which is a clean VM with nothing on it, and the base VM with the computation intensive code installed. So in essence, the only coupling that really exists between the mobile app and the cloudlet is that you have to use the same version of the virtual machine to generate the client part as well as the overlay.
And as you conduct this work, are there specific concerns that you have given that you are working in a tactical environment?
Oh, absolutely. You can refer to a tactical environment as it's pretty hostile. It's characterized by unreliable networks and bandwidth. You can lose cyber foraging platforms, because of explosions, because of lots of things. And you also need rapid deployment because you have soldiers that are running mission critical applications and have to provide very quick responses to what they're doing. For example, imagine this scenario. You have a soldier that needs to execute a computation intensive app. This app is configured to work with cloudlets. So what happens at runtime is that the app discovers a nearby cloudlet located, say, in a Humvee, and offloads the computation intensive portion of the code to it, which is the overlay. Due to enemy attacks, network connectivity, maybe an explosion, let's say the mobile application run by the soldier loses contact with the cloudlet. Then what happens is that at runtime, the mobile app can detect another cloudlet that is in the environment. And because of dynamic synthesis, you can have the app running in a short amount of time because the only thing you need to do to get the app running again is to do dynamic VM synthesis. And you don't have to do any special configuration on the app or on the cloudlet. So definitely having this flexibility makes it very opportunistic because now you can respond very quickly to problems in the field.
Now, as I understand it, part of your research involves the creation of an Android app for face recognition applications. Can you explain a little bit about how that will work?
Sure. The application that we are building as a proof of concept for our work is a face recognition app. And that face recognition app, basically what it does is first, it locates a cloudlet via a discovery protocol that we have implemented. The second thing it does is that it sends the application overlay to the cloudlet where dynamic VM synthesis is performed. And then what happens is the application simply starts executing. It captures images and it sends them to the facial recognition server code that is now residing in the cloudlet. So the computation intensive code is executing in the cloudlet and not on the mobile device. The application overlay itself is a very simple facial recognition server. It's written in C++. And what it does is that it processes images from a client either for training or for recognition purposes. If it's running in recognition mode, what it does is that it returns coordinates for the faces that it recognizes as well as a measure of confidence. For example, I think that this is Heidi, and the confidence that I have is 95%. The first version of the cloud that we have created is a very simple HTTP server. And what it does is it receives the application overlay from the client, it decrypts it, it decompresses it, and it does VM synthesis to dynamically set up the cloudlet.
So what is the status of your research so far? Are you collaborating with anyone? And what stage are you at? And what will the end result be?
As part of our research, we are collaborating with Mahadev Satyanarayanan, who we call Satya, the creator of the cloudlet concept. He is a faculty member at Carnegie Mellon University. In the first phase of our work, what we have been doing is building the cloudlet prototype that I just described. Now, we're in our second phase where we are conducting measurements to see if these computations in the cloudlet really provide significant reduction in device power, battery power consumption. Also, what we want to gather is measurement related to bandwidth consumption of overlay transfer as well as VM synthesis because we want to make sure that it is truly an optimized solution. So finally, if we're successful, our third phase is that we will create a real cloudlet and we'll have it running in our concept lab. And that will serve as some form of baseline to explore other ways to take computation to the tactical edge.
Grace, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for joining us. This recording and a downloadable transcript are available at sei.cmu.edu/podcasts. If you have any questions, please email us at info@sei.cmu.edu.